Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 16. Over the Airwaves.
Part 1 of 3.
July. What is it now? Well, I think it's the 25th. Michael, Peggs, and I stayed the night in this house. Or, well, more like a McMansion. It's built down a cliffside that overlooks the ocean. It's comfortable. Maybe too comfortable. I think we slept a bit later than we planned on. It seems safe here. We haven't seen anything around here. And the view is amazing. I'll have to remember where this place is. Anyway, I was the first to rise, so I wandered onto the balcony on the middle floor. Fine place to catch up on this. I guess I should let them sleep. Peggs wasn't in her room this morning. And I could only guess that, Oh no, what time is it? Damn it! Nest, this is, Well, I'm with Broken Wing. Come in.
This is Albatross. Don't tell me you forgot your call sign already.
Well, you know who it is anyway.
I do, but someone else here might not. Isn't this Vulture?
No, I told you I didn't like that one.
Well, that's the one everyone remembers.
Whatever. Is Raven there?
Just a sec.
This is Raven. About damn time.
We got sidetracked.
You're already making me regret letting you go. Where's Broken Wing and Chicken Little?
They're out at the moment.
Out?
Look, they're busy with something, so I'm calling in.
What's with all the static in the background? You okay?
That's just the waves.
Hey, don't give away your position.
Well, you asked. What did you want me to say? It's not like... Hold on!
Kel, I mean Vulture. What is it?
Hey, are you okay?
Hey, it's all right. It's okay. Relax. It's over. It's all right.
Michael, are you okay? Answer me or I'm coming in.
We're okay.
She just had a bad dream is all.
Vulture, come back.
We missed our window?
Not by much. I was taking care of it.
All right, I got it now. You mind staying with her?
No, I don't mind.
Raven, this is Broken Wing. Everything's good. What do you want for lunch?
Let's go with a meatball sub. You sure everything's fine?
Yeah, it's fine. I'll call you at the next time.
Too late. All right, just breathe, okay? You want me to find you something to help?
No, no drugs.
We're good till noon. You got the sheet? What channel is Meatball Sub?
That would be channel 25. Bad dream?
Same one as before.
Why don't you get some breakfast in you? You'll feel better.
All right.
What happens in your dream?
What?
You said you had it before, so what's it about?
Well, move on from that. Let's not dredge it up further.
If there's something to it, some meaning behind it...
It's trauma, and it'll pass. Nothing more than that.
Really? Maybe if you told someone else, someone besides Michael, maybe.
I really don't want to get into it.
All right, that settles it.
Don't get me wrong. I just want to help. You know, maybe someone else will have a fresh perspective.
I've already talked to Lizzie about it.
She's a trained therapist and she's handling it, okay? What will help right now is some breakfast.
I understand. Let me know where I can help, okay? We're a team, right, Chicken Little?
I hate that.
Would you rather be Vulture?
My call sign's Broken Wing. I'm not even a full bird.
Bert thinks he's so funny, doesn't he?
All right, here you go. No option like no option. Who wants fruit cocktail? Canned corn or green beans?
Cocktail.
Cocktail. Oh, you can have it. I'll take the greens.
Works out, because I wanted the corn. Eat quick. We need to make up for lost time. What? What is it?
Pegs? You okay?
Can I use the radio?
For what?
I need to call someone at the tower.
Well, why don't you just tell me and I can relay it the next time we check in? Have you even used it before?
It's not hard. I just want to know if it's okay to use it.
All right, well, we're on the same frequency till lunch. Why don't you finish your food
and we can... I need to do this now. Alone.
All right, go ahead. You just have to turn it on.
What is she doing? Who's she going to talk to?
I figure Lizzie. She's been helping her through this lately. I guess she needs to talk to someone after all.
Huh. I thought Lizzie was getting annoyed with her.
Well, either way, the therapy's helping. Remember how she was after lunch? I mean, it's got to be helping. If not, how could she be here?
I guess. She better come back soon or her bowl is going to mysteriously become empty.
Nest, this is Chicken Little. Come in.
Yeah?
I need to speak with Toucan.
See anyone. What about you?
Nothing from this window, and I don't see any from upstairs either.
You got the towels?
Check.
All right. Come on.
The three of us made our way out past the patio and through its little gate. Our house was located in a small cove, so the closer we were to the shore, the further we could see along the coastline. Past the bend of the cliff, we could see the public beach in the distance, covered in blankets, towels, and everything else you'd find on a busy summer day, minus, of course, the people. Directly behind the house, there was a small private beach alongside. Several wooden docks stretched into the water out with roughly a dozen boats attached.
I think it's safer to go in right here, where there isn't as much junk on the shore. One of us needs to stay here with a gun.
Hey, you think those boats might be useful?
What, those? Not unless you know where the keys are.
Just thought I'd ask.
You know, we should ask Angel if he's ever hot-wired a boat before. I considered trying the radios, but there's no point if you can't turn it on. Well, then again, I guess we could try and rip one out.
Why would we need that? We already have one.
Oh, it's a different kind of radio. Those run on different channels. Maybe we should check and see if there's one we might be able to grab.
We can do that after we get clean. I've waited long enough for this. You two go in first, I'll go next.
I'll be quick, okay?
Here, take the pistol.
Sure.
Just make sure that when you set the M16 down, you don't get any sand in it. It'll jam up really quick otherwise.
You're wasting time. Now what about your brace?
I kind of have to go in with it. I'll be careful.
It's cold!
If you see anything, shout. It's going to be hard to hear anything over the waves.
Got it.
Oh, that's cold.
So nice out here.
Someone's in a good mood.
I am a lot better.
So Lizzie was able to help you out?
What? Oh. Yeah, I guess so. I think maybe things might start to be better now.
Oh, really?
Maybe. I don't know yet.
Hey, it's amazing out here.
Almost even better now than before this all happened. I used to not go to the beach very often because of the crowds. Last time I went, a surfer almost ran me over.
Well, I have a feeling that won't be a problem for a while. I hate to bring it up, but we do need to get moving. Here, you forgot your soap.
Hey, what's that island off there? Is that San Clemente?
Hey, I've never been able to see it from here before. Oh, no, that's Catalina. Clemente's more to the south. Wow, I can really see it now.
Oh, shoot, the soap. I lost it.
Well, it's gone. You'll never find it in this murky water. It's all right, here's mine. Just don't let go of it. It's the last bar we have. Pegs, are you wearing anything?
Are you?
Well, yeah.
Well, I thought it'd be easier this way. Faster, too. See? And not like you haven't seen me before.
When you go a mile, what's a few extra feet?
Oh, I'm Michael. I've got an analogy for everything.
Hey!
Hey! Do it again, and I drop the soap.
You wouldn't.
Oh, would I?
Hey, Michael, you almost done?
Almost! Draw out the shampoo!
Whoa, wait, won't that just sink?
Not when you empty half of it out first.
Clever girl.
Here!
Oh! Shoot. Here, take the soap. What? What is it?
Oh, nothing.
Kelly, the conditioner!
There you go!
Are you serious?
You are not a girl. You can live with just shampoo, but it's really hard with long hair.
Have you thought about cutting it?
Lately, yes. It's been getting hard to manage.
You could always ask Angel to cut it. He does a pretty good job.
Yeah, I think I'll help you out with that from now on.
Does it really matter how it looks?
Come on, you almost done?
Almost. Do you know how hard I've had to work to try and look nice? Especially having to use nothing but baby wipes?
Well, you could do nothing and still look amazing. What?
I'm just not used to your compliments. Especially when they're genuine.
I should just stop while I'm ahead, shouldn't I?
Maybe a good idea.
Come here. You aren't wearing anything, are you?
I told you I wasn't.
All right, come on. I think you're done now. It's my turn.
Oh, my.
Well, at least,
No! Michael, look!
What?
There! The yacht over there!
Well, there's lots of yachts over there.
No, not there! There! That one's not on the dock, and it wasn't there a minute ago.
All right. Well, since you all are taking your sweet time, I'm gonna clean off in the waves.
Yeah, that's fine. Just don't be too far from the guns. So, someone anchored it outside the dock.
It's not. It's moving on its own in the cove. It might be survivors. Maybe it's someone...
Someone who was living out at sea? Maybe. Or it could have just drifted, or... Well, there's a lot of reasons it could be there. I don't hear any engines.
It could be someone checking to see if there are any people still here. We should check it out.
What? That's a bit of a ways to go.
Not a problem. I'm a strong swimmer.
I wasn't thinking of you. I'm the lame duck, remember?
Well, it's not too far from the end of the dock. We could swim from there.
Suppose I could try.
We're supposed to be looking for any signs of people who might be able to help. I think this qualifies. Mel! Meet us at the end of the dock with my clothes, and bring the guns.
All right, I'm almost done.
What? Don't give me that look. At least panties and a bra. If there are people on board...
No, I get it. I get this weird image of you and I standing on their boat saying hello, wet, in our underwear.
Your pegs just tops and bottoms, right?
Yeah, thanks. I'm just lucky they're black.
What's with the smirk? What? She's naked. Big deal.
So we're gonna head out to the,
To the boat, yeah, I see it. I figured that out. You want me to stay here, right?
Yeah, it's not too far off, but I think we need a lookout.
No problem. What gun do you want?
Well, if we come on board with a gun and there are survivors, that wouldn't be very welcoming.
But we'd be without protection.
Well, we'd get it wet. Will that hurt it?
Oh, yeah. Kelly, you take the rifle. We'll have to risk it. Come on.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Starring Jim Gleason, Shane Salk, Nate Gies, Elisa Elliott, Claire Doden, Jay Oligario, Blair Beihauer, Scott Marvin, and Tammy Klein. I'm Michael Swan. We're Alive was written and directed by K.C. Whalen. Produced by Grayson Stone, Shane Salk, and K.C. Whalen. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this audio theater for the mind by Wayland Productions.